Ted, Gail Goodrich calling.
Gail, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I assume you watched the game last night.
Well, I watched it almost the end of the third quarter.
Okay.
I had to get up very early this morning, so I had to get some rest. So I can't stay up that late anyway. But I watched, most of it, enough to know what was going to go on.
Yeah, exactly. And from a physical standpoint, it looked like Chicago just said, you know what, we're going to bully you until you submit.
Well, listen, Chicago is a very physical team. They always play you tough. And it's not easy to play in Chicago. I mean, even back when we played, it was always tough and physical. And that's the nature and the makeup of that team. And that's the culture. And so, you got to expect that going in.
When we talked back in December, you said it was unlikely that it would ever be broken, your streak. And then you changed it because this team was really something special this year, huh?
Yeah, it really was. And, you're right, exactly. I thought through the years, I said, this is not going to be broken. But, boy, I'll tell you what, about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I saw them play here in New York, and then I watched them on TV, of course, and I said, this is a special team. And, with their schedule, I thought, there's only a couple teams that maybe had a chance to give them any kind of a game, and one of them being last night a little bit, but certainly Sunday against San Antonio. They are just special. They really ratchet up the defense and they lock you down. And in the East, the Eastern Conference, it's a little weak this year, not nearly as tough as the Western Conference. And so, but I just thought the way they played and the way that team is built, especially with LeBron, I thought they really had a great opportunity to do it, and they came close. They're six away,
Exactly, and I was impressed with Chicago. Just the fact they were shorthanded and pulled this off too.
Yeah, and there's no question they played an exceptional game, and they've got some skilled players, but it was like almost a perfect storm early in the game because they shot really well and got off to a great start. And Miami turned the ball over. Chicago always plays you tough defensively, and they caused some of those turnovers. But I thought that particularly shooting the ball from the outside, and they got a lot of confidence and early in the ball game. And, Miami had a tendency, 7 or 8 times, to fall behind by double digits. And they've been able to flip the switch and turn it on up until last night, or really changed the direction of the game. And, sometimes that's hard to do. I think on our streak, we hit teams right at the beginning of the game and just, dominated. And, it's a steady diet. You don't want to spot teams, 10, 12 points and then come from behind. It's because sometimes you come up a little short, and that's exactly what happened last night.
It's really hard to compare eras, but can you compare the streaks at all? I mean, we talked about it before, how you guys really dominated in almost every single game, and here Miami had to fight from 20, whatever it was, down the other day, too.
Well, I will say this about Miami, and I will say this about all teams, and including our team, is that, great teams figure out ways to win. And Miami did that, and like I said, I think we did too. In looking at the teams, and it's obviously different eras and difficult to compare or pair those teams, but, I think we were a little bit more offensive-minded. We averaged 124 points during that that streak and only given up 107. So we were more offensive-minded or more a team in transition. I think Miami really depends a great deal on their defense, and boy, they are good defensively. I think we were good defensively too, but they seem to really strive on their defense and get that's how their offense gets rolling, and they are good. I mean, obviously they got LeBron, who's just an incredible athlete, an incredible player. They don't have a center comparable to Wilt, although most teams never will have. But the teams, the makeup and of the teams, and the building of the team is really a little different, but the same results. So they're head and shoulders above everybody else right now. And I think we were too.
I get a kick out of hearing sports talk shows and people just in general saying, well, I wonder how these two teams would do against each other.
Right now I think Miami would really give us a tough time. And we're a little bit older, and I think we'd have a little tough time keeping up with
them. Yeah, but if Wilt was still around, he would probably still stand in the middle and say, I dare you to get past me.
Well, there's no question about that.
Who would have guarded LeBron, by the way, on your team? Happy or Jim McMillan?
Oh, boy. I think we would have had to have really sort of tried to, like everybody else, try to force him into trouble, and it would have been difficult. I'm not sure. We wouldn't have had anybody to really lock him down. I mean, he's just super. So that would have been extremely tough to find someone. You know, it is. I mean, the guy is unbelievable.
By the way, I love the class of your particular team because, you know, we always joke about the 72 Miami Dolphins. They celebrate every time somebody loses a game. They can't break their streak. And you guys are all saying, hey, if they break our streak, what the heck? You know, good for them, right?
Yeah, well, exactly, because, you know, we've had it for 41 years. Well, we're going to keep it at least one more year. you know, so it happens. You know, if you love the game and you know, you love great performances, then you've got to like what Miami did. And if they broke it, they broke it. It's not the end of the world.
And by the way, how ironic is it that Pat Riley is in charge of that team?
I know. Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, he put together that team pretty well, and so you know, it'd be interesting to catch his thoughts about the two streaks.
Exactly. One more thing: your thoughts on UCLA? What's going on with the coaching there?
You know, I don't know. I'm afar. I'm here in Connecticut, and I've not gotten involved with even speaking to anyone there at this point. So, you know, it's. You know, obviously they decided it's time to make a change, and you know they'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's a tough place to go into right now if you still got to live after what John Wooden did, though, right?
Well, I think it's time after what 37 years or 38 years to say, hey, you know, we got to move on, and you know his legacy is never going to be equal, and you know we should be happy we enjoyed the opportunity we had to have him as a coach. And you know, we still got a great program, and I think we will still continue to have a great program. It just will not be a John Wooden program. And so, you know, it's time to move on.
Exactly. Thanks, Gale. I appreciate the time, and hope to do this again sometime soon.
Okay, Ted. You take care.
All the best.
Thank you.